Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Metzia, Perig Zayin, Mishnah Yod. Mesa Kedarka. If somebody was makabel upon himself to guard a behemoth, and the behemoth died on its own, not because the owner did something wrong or subjected the behemoth to some additional stress, Reza Einus, this is an Einus, and the Shomer is potter to pay. But if Sikfa, if the owner caused the animal extra stress, pain, or something that really put a lot of pressure on the animal, let's say he didn't feed the animal, or kept it in the sun during the summer, or outside during the winter, Vamesa, and the animal died afterwards, Einoyoinus. Even if the behemoth died only a long time after he was subjected to the hunger or the cold or the heat, the Shomer still has to pay, because it could be that's when the problem started. That's when the behemoth started to get sick. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, also if the behemoth went off on its own, Leroshei Tzoyken, to the top of pointy mountains, the Shomer tried to hold on to it, tried to stop it, but the behemoth was stronger than him, and it went up. And even after it went up, the Shomer tried to hold on so that it doesn't slip off, but Vinafla, the behemoth, fell, Vamesa, and died, Hereza Einus. Shomer doesn't have to pay. But if Hela, if the Shomer himself brought the behemoth up, L'Rashay Tzaykin, to the top of these jagged or pointy mountains, Vinafla, and the behemoth fell, Vamesa, and died, even though all the way at the end, when he saw that the behemoth was going to a dangerous part, he tried to hold it back. Einoy Einus. The Shomer has to pay for the behemoth. This is not considered an Einus. What do you mean? The Shomer says, but at the end, I tried so hard to pull it back. I saw it was coming to a real dangerous part of the mountain. But this would be called Tchilosoi Bibshia Vesaifa Einus. But even though at the end it was an Einus, why did you take the behemoth up to that whole place? That was a Peshia. Weiter sagt de Mishnah. Masna Shomer Chinam. A Shomer Chinam can make a Tanai, Liyos Pater Mishvua, that he's Pater on the Shvua. If I ask Shlomi to watch my bike, I come back, I say, Shlomi, thanks for watching my bike. Where is it? He says, it's not here, it was stolen, it's lost. So he's Taka Pater, but he has to swear. If he was a Shomer Sacher, he would swear that there was an Einus. If he's a Shomer Chinam, he would swear that it was Geneva Vaveden, he wasn't a Pesheya. But let's say, before I gave the bike to Shlomi, I said, Shlomi, can you watch my bike? Shlomi says, listen, if you trust me that when I tell you something happened to it, you won't make me swear, that's how I'm going to take the bike. That's okay. Masna Shomer Chinam. Again, the Shomer Chinam can make a tanai, can make a condition. I'm only taking the bike, liyos pater mishvua, that you'll believe me if I tell you something went wrong. V'hashoil, he can make a tanai, liyos pater milashale. Let's say Shlomi comes to me and says, can I borrow your bike? I say, yeah, but on one condition. I want to be potter to pay if something happens to it. And for whatever reason, I'm asking. I agree. So you can do that. If he stam borrowed the bike, it goes according to the halacha that the Torah said. But if I'm willing to waive this protection that the Torah gave for the Bailim, and I'm willing to say, Shlomi, I trust you. If you tell me something happened to it, I believe you. Then that's fine. For that matter, Noisa Sacher, the Shomer Sacher, who gets paid to watch something, or V'Hasacher, or the renter, so they normally have to pay on Geneva V'Aveda. If it was an Einus, they would have to swear. They can also make a Tnai Lias Pitur in Mishvua. You want me to watch your thing, and you want to pay me, but on one condition, if I tell you it was an Einus, I don't have to swear. Umil Shale. And let's say, says, another condition. If Geneva V'Aveda happens, I want to be Potter. If the Bailam are Maskim, then fine. Now, normally we say, if someone is a masna al mashakosav b'toyra tanai batli, you can't make a tanai to go different than what the Torah says. But here it's different. Because basically, the Torah says that if I accept something as a shomer chinam, here are the halachis, I have to swear. If I borrow something as a shoyl, then here are the halachis. What this person is saying is, I don't want to be a shoyl. Or I don't want to be a regular shomer chinam. If you want to give it to me on that condition, give it to me. It's not like he's saying, I'm a shomer chinam, but I'm not going to do what the Torah says. I'm a shoyl, and I'm not going to do what the Torah says. There's no din in the Torah that you have to be a shoyl, or that you have to be a shomer chinam. If it's something that I have to do, but I say I want to do different, can't do that. But being that I have a right to say, I'm not giving you the item at all, or I can give it to you as a gift, or I have a right to say, hey, you know what, you want me to watch your back? I'm not watching it. So Mamela, it's up to the person. The Torah left it up to the person. What do you want to be? You want to be a Shomer Chinam? Fine, here are the halachas of a Shomer Chinam. You want to be not the regular Shomer Chinam? You want the person to trust you, you don't have to swear, you can do that. So you're not the Shomer Chinam that the Torah is talking about. So quickly, chazering over, we learned that if the behemoth dies on its own for no apparent reason, that's called an oinus. But if the Shomer was mitzayer, the behemoth didn't feed it, left it out in the heat or the cold, that's not an oinus, even if it died much later. If the animal on its own went up to the top of some mountain and fell off, and you tried to stop it, but you couldn't, that's an oinus. But if you took the animal up a dangerous mountain, even if at the end you tried to hold it back, but you're still chayiv, we said that a shomer chinam can make a tanai, I'll watch your item on the condition that I don't have to swear if I tell you something happened to it. A shoyel can make a tanai, I want to borrow your item, but I don't want to be responsible like a shoyel is. And if I'm willing to give it to him that way, so fine. And for that matter, a shomer sochah and a soichah can make a tanai that they're potter to pay, or that they don't have to swear. They say it's an oinus. And if the bailum agree, then this is permissible.